This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Top story on KRDO News Radio. The Colorado State Patrol has revealed the top five counties for impaired driving citations in 2023. According to CSP, the agency issued over 4,000 citations for impaired driving in 2023. At the top of the list is El Paso County. The top five counties for impaired driving arrests were El Paso, Adams, Jefferson, Weld, and Larimer counties in that order. The CSP did not specify the specific number of arrests in each county in its report. These numbers only reflect impaired driving arrests made by the Colorado State Patrol. They do not reflect impaired driving arrests made by local law enforcement agencies like the Colorado Springs Police Department and the El Paso County Sheriff's Department. Colorado Springs is considering a new speed enforcement program. The police department wants to add two speed radar vans to snap pictures of vehicles going above the speed limit. Drivers could face $40 or $80 fines in school and construction zones, but the citations would not trigger points against their license. No word where the vans could be placed, but state law also allows them in residential areas and roads that border parks. The suspected UCCS shooter is due back in court tomorrow. 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan could learn whether he's competent to stand trial for two on-campus murders. Tomorrow is also when new assault charges against Jordan will likely be brought up. He's accused of punching an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy in his jail cell in March. Colorado State Patrol responded to the state capitol after a janitor in the Colorado State Capitol building discovered a firearm unattended on a shelf inside a bathroom. CSP says that the firearm, a loaded 9mm Glock, was found just before 9:30 Tuesday night. Troopers unloaded and safely stored the weapon. According to CSP, Representative Don Wilson, who represents parts of El Paso County, contacted them to report leaving the firearm in the restroom. Less than an hour later, the gun was returned to Representative Wilson. After completing an investigation into the incident, Capitol troopers determined that no state statutes were violated and no criminal charges were pending as a result of that incident. We're learning the cause of a two-alarm structure fire in West Colorado Springs last Friday. We told you about it right here on KRDO's Afternoon News. It started in an outbuilding on West Jefferson Street, that's near Centennial Boulevard, and quickly spread to a nearby home and shed. It took several hours for crews to get the fire under control. All three structures were a total loss. CSFD determined the cause to be accidental due to an electrical incident in the workshop. A Colorado skier is being remembered after a stunt goes terribly wrong. Dallas LeBeau of Gilpin County attempted to jump Berthew Pass just hours after talking to Devin Shirk, his childhood best friend.
He always wanted to do different things, and I mean, he wanted to do things that nobody else has done. He always said his birthday was the same day as Evel Knievel.
The 21-year-old tried to clear the width of Highway 40 Tuesday, just west of Bertrude Pass. Not enough speed and distance to clear the highway. Instead, he landed on the pavement and died. The highway was closed for a while during the investigation, but has since reopened. And finally, the CDC is investigating fake Botox injections. Lisa Taylor has the latest.
A CDC spokesperson told The Hill the injections were administered in non-medical settings. The source isn't yet known. The CDC is working with Tennessee and Illinois health departments where illnesses have been reported several times. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Beautiful conditions across southern Colorado today. Seasonal high temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Overnight tonight, we're down into the 30s to low 40s, and even warmer by Friday as we bounce back into the 70s around Colorado Springs. 80 degrees from Pueblo to the Eastern Plains. That warming trend holds steady into the weekend. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.